Soldiers are patrolling the central Nigerian city of Jos today, one day after tribal violence in nearby villages of Plateau State left an estimated 200 people dead.
Acting President Goodluck Jonathan has called an emergency meeting with all security chiefs to discuss strategies to prevent clashes spreading to neighbouring states.
The violence in three mostly Christian villages have appeared to be reprisal attacks following the January unrest in Jos city, when most of the victims were Muslims.
But the Archbishop of Abuja, John Onayuken, says that the root of cause of the violence is a long-standing battle over access to natural resources and not religion.
The point that needs to be made is that people are not killing one another because of religion. The classical conflict between the Katuriaras and sedentary farmers, these things have been going on for quite some time, but it has escalated in recent times. They happen to be Muslims or Christians, but most of those killing are neither good Muslims nor good Christians. And the killing is going on both sides. And in fact, it's more and more now it's been speculated that this present outbreak of violence is considered as a reprisal, a revenge, in response to a particular ethnic group that suffered heavy losses in January. Now, obviously, since then, the security forces have had a dusk to dawn curfew, but it seems that the curfew is not working and it is difficult for curfews to work in villages. Now, the figures of casualties are being estimated between 200 and 500, which is a very serious thing. And it doesn't say much about the ability of government to defend its citizens.